it wasn't reggae, it was like dancehall. And then, you know, hip-hop was more like, you know, there were like a range of styles in North America, and like, you know, you had drum and bass, but you also had jungle drum and bass and ragga jungle and all of this, like, you know. And then you get to New York and it's like, you know, young people listen to like Latin music and like bossa nova, and they're just sort of everywhere you go. And, you know, and there's still like all these amazing like bands emerging who are doing 70s style like sort of funk and like soul revival stuff, you know. So just this massive sort of exposure. And then, you know, later on, like, you know, you come back to New Zealand and like really, you know, at the time, like for me, like my knowledge of like rock music was very much like 90s alternative rock, and then like traditional stuff, 60s and 70s, you know, people like Bob Dylan, fucking, you know, Van Morrison, fucking Leonard Cohen, and then sort of, you know, the post-punk stuff like Talking Heads and all that. But then, you know, as you get into the 2000s, it's like there's a whole this indie and electro explosion sort of occurs in New Zealand. And, you know, in the process of that, you know, you start learning about, you know, psychedelic rock and like noise music and like all the different types of indie rock. And you know, at some point, like, it just, it's just this whole thing, you know, it just keeps going and going and going and going. And, you know, next thing you know, like, it's like you're in fucking Tokyo, you know, learning about fucking Japanese music from the 80s or fucking like Brazilian music from the 80s or whatever. So like that, like, song, like, at the time, in the 90s, I had never heard that song in the 90s.
Right, okay.
I didn't know anything about that song until the first time I heard that song was, I think, probably, like, 3 years ago in 2020.
Oh, wow.
When I went on a real big kick of, like, looking into all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Which, in a roundabout way, was as a result of doing the scriptwriting work on the podcast. And actually, like, my findings on that period of time are collected in two mixes, which you can hear online. One for NTS in London called Closer, and then one for Dublab in Los Angeles called Seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those two, like, sort of 60-minute mixes of material from that time.
Oh, go check those out.
Yeah.
So kind of the reason I ask about what you grew up with was because, you know, for the segment, we, you know, mainly have musicians doing it, and you can kind of play their songs, go, how'd this influence you, so on and so forth. But you're a bit different. Like, you're not necessarily a musician. You're more a music journalist. Like, what do you call yourself? Do you call yourself a music journalist? Like,
yeah. I mean, I guess, like, that's the short, simple way to put it.
Because, and it's just, I just wanted to kind of know, like, is it the music you grew up with that, like, inspires you to carry on researching music as a career? Like, how does that happen?
No, not really. Like, it's like, that's, you know, I honestly, I think, for a lot of people, okay, look, I've got my childhood memories of music, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, as a kid, you know, listening to stuff with my parents, like, you know, Talking Heads, Marvin Gaye, you know, Bob Dylan, you know, Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, Carole King, like, basically, like, folk music, post-punk, and soul music. Okay, there's that, and that's all, like, important, you know, special memories and stuff. And then, like I said, there's the whole teenage thing you described, and then there's the fucking early 20s thing. But the thing is right, I've always been interested in finding new things out. And this is, like, not just with music. This applies to, you know, cinema and literature, like food, like, you name it. So I definitely, like, I don't return to my past as a wellspring of inspiration.
Yeah,
but I will quite often find some inspiration in the past from somewhere else.
Yeah,
like, you know, earlier in the year I was watching a whole bunch of, you know, Spanish art house films from the 80s. You know, Pedro Olimar kind of, like, things. And, yeah, so I'm just always looking. I'm always looking to just find some stuff out, you know, and just figure some things out that I didn't know before, connect some dots, which I suppose is sort of interesting in light of the second song.
So
the second song we've got is a track off Julian Dine's most recent album.
The more I get, the less I have to pay.
Off Modes. Okay, so Julian, you know, Julian's like the drummer in the Lady Six band. He's the drummer in the Avantdale Bowling Club band, Tom Scott's group. He was the drummer in a real classic, like, early 2000s New Zealand jazz hip-hop group called Open Souls. You know, prior to all of that, Julian was a drummer in, like, rock and punk and jazz groups in the Hutt Valley in Wellington before he moved up to Auckland. You know, he's been a producer since the early 2000s, done about 5 albums. He's also a visual artist. He does sort of, like, fine arts, like, visual arts sort of stuff, and his music has really resonated with a cult audience in Japan and parts of Europe. You know, really sophisticated, really glossy, really well-produced records. And much like me, you know, Julian is a very voracious record collector and researcher.
Right,
but
okay.
Probably more, you know, Julian would actually be buying, like, far more records than, you know, I buy fucking records selectively, you know, but Julian's just a big part of his life is buying records and, you know, DJing records and listening to records. So he has all these references and a really good way to tie everything together and make these records that are really sophisticated but still fun. And I think that's the thing for me about this record is this record has a really nice bop. It's, like, really enjoyable and smooth to listen to, but there's also some very interesting stuff going on it, which I think when you... Once again, it's I'd say it's a sort of... in the category, you know, this whole sort of thing I've been talking about, you know, the smart dumb thing, you know, you want to be like dumb fun, but you want to be a bit smart as well. You know, you don't want to be too smart, but you don't want to be too dumb, you know?
Right. Shall we play it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The more I get, the less I have to pay.
And that was, the more I get, the less I have to pay. For some reason, I keep struggling with that title. I don't know why, but whatever.
Oh, it's just, it's one of those tongue-twister sentence sort of ones.
Great choices.
Yeah,
very good choices.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
Funny that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, like I said, you know, this sort of thing's such a struggle for me because just so many different ways you could skin this. You know, like I was saying, it's like, okay, you go old, and I go, okay, well, there's this fucking 70s Christchurch psychedelic folk group called Serenity. Fuck, wanna fuck, and they've got some real good songs.
Mm.
There's like this 80s dance group in Auckland called Obscure Desire, who were all hairdressers and ran a hair salon called Obscure Desire, and then made a band as an offshoot of the hair salon.
That's
that shit's
just
real
incredible.
Good, you know?
That's so
there's
cool.
Like fucking, then there's like shit fucking from like Wellington with things like the fucking Braille Collective, who were doing like sort of fucking like interesting fucking jazz stuff. And then, like, I mean, you just keep going forward and you just keep going and you go, okay, well, there's this fucking, this was a really cool hip hop record, or this was a cool fucking house record, or that was a great folk record, or that was like blah, 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 blah. And it just gets arcing so overwhelming. And I suppose that's cool because it,
it is. It's
there's a lot of stuff.
Great gift to have.
A lot of good stuff happened, you know, a lot of good stuff still is happening. There's always something going on.
Someone like you who has such a wealth of musical knowledge. Can you have just simply a favourite song? Like, is that something you can
have?
No,
I don't reckon so.
Yeah.
I fuck it. It's like, but, you know, I mean, it's sort of like, I mean, I think, like, okay, put it this way, okay, this is why I'm not fucking super into that concept, you know? It's sort of, it's like the concept of, like a best friend or best friends.
Yeah,
imagine
right.
if you thought you were best friends with someone. And then they were like, oh, actually, you know, look, you know, Liam's not my best friend. Liam's my good friend. And then so-and-so someone else is. It's like, it's just like this huge fucking pressure to put.
Yeah, yeah.
This huge pressure to put on something. And I think, like, and also, like, you know, you think, I don't know, it's just so, like, yeah. But if I had to, there's this, my friend Scratcher. Scratcher DVA, he's like a London DJ who like does some shows on NTS, and he does a segment like where it's like, okay, you know, so you're in Brixton and like you get kidnapped by five men and like then, you know, you wake up like and they pull the bag off your head and they've got a gun to your head and they go like, gun to your head, you know, what's your favourite tune? You know, if you don't say your don't say your favourite tune, you know, we'll shoot you, you know, like if it was that sort of scenario, I'd probably say What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah. Great. So Marvin Gaye is a legend. Well, that's pretty much the guest list. Thank you, Martin.
No worries. It's been a pleasure to be on the guest list.
The guest list, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.